Recyclico, making lithium ion last forever. Recyclico's patented recycling process achieves up to 100% recovery of battery metals from lithium-ion batteries for electric vehicles, including cobalt, lithium, nickel, manganese, and aluminum. Recyclico Battery Materials Incorporated trades on the TSX Venture AMY, on the OTCQB AMYZF, and Frankfurt ID4. For more information, visit recyclico.com or phone us at 778-574-4444. Recyclico, making lithium ion last forever.
You're listening to goldradio.fm. Available online at howstreet.com, talkdigitalnetwork.com. Welcome to goldradio.fm, podcasting in 0.99995. I'm Jim Goddard. My guest is Jim Willie, founder of The Hat Trick Letter, online at golden-jackass.com. Jim, welcome back to goldradio.fm.
Well, it's good to be back. We have two guys with hitches in our voices, but our brains are all locked in. Good to be back and good to hear you.
How are things at The Hat Trick Letter? How can people subscribe?
It was about the 29th. About the 27th of January. We posted the January newsletter. It's very strong, I think. These are extraordinary times. There's almost nothing in it that is run-of-the-mill kind of elements. Everything is truly out of this world, historically unprecedented, and the newsletter is going great guns. It's found at www.golden-jackass.com. Jim, these are really, really strange times. We're in a sabotage phase now, and we're seeing the planet sabotaged in numerous places simultaneously. This is tragic. This is ugly. And this is what the Satanist, globalist cabal is all about. Tragic destruction.
There are a lot of stock market bears out there. What are your thoughts on the stock markets?
Well, generally, I thought for about 2 years that the stock market is maybe double or triple what it should be. And the beneficiaries are the people who don't understand what's going on. They keep piling in and they keep profiting. I've got a family member who's up 300% in the last 10 years in her stock market IRA, or maybe it's a 401k. It's the company choice. So without even knowing, this family member is investing heavily in Vanguard and in the vaccine mandates. And she's being rewarded. The stock market is ridiculously, absurdly overvalued. And it's because the interest rates should be like 10 or 12%, but they're only a fraction of that. I know they're raising interest rates and that's painful, but the justified interest rate is so much higher than what we're seeing that it's laughable. So people who have a big stake in the stock market should seriously consider removing it and putting it into a small bank that's not involved with derivatives. The profitability is not very strong. The accounting is very fraudulent by the big companies. And the justification for current price earnings ratios, the valuation ratios, cannot be made. There's no justification whatsoever. We have got now phony stock valuations, phony economic reports, and an absurd computer-generated Biden show parading as president, but I call him the resident. This is an absolute absurdity what we're seeing. And one of the absurdities is the stock market. Get your money out of the big banks. Get your money out of the stock market. It's not safe.
The U.S. dollar and currency wars, what matters more? How much gold you have or how strong your military is?
I'm going to say something general here, Jim, and I can back it up with a lot of arguments that the big banks, the treasury bonds, and the currency markets are all broken. Because they're broken, we're seeing foreigners make demands and avoiding the dollar in trade settlement. All three are breaking at the same time. It's the big banks, it's the treasury bonds, and it's the dollar, but not just the dollar, it's the entire Forex. I'll be very brief because we've got a number of questions. The big banks are all in bankruptcy. They're gradually becoming more and more illiquid, which is aggravating their insolvency to make it full-blown bankruptcy. They're having multi-billion dollar patch jobs in the middle of the night. The interest rates have come down a little bit to give them time, but I think it's just a matter of weeks or a couple months before we're back over 4% on the 10-year. The bonds going up in yield are killing the big banks from the bond derivatives. Those are ridiculously leveraged 60-to-1 and 100-to-1 contracts that create gigantic holes, and the big banks are very soon going to see derivative accidents that wipe out their asset base. People need to get out of the big Wall Street banks. Those big banks hate my guts, because I'm warning people that their money is not safe. I just had a client go into a very large bank, but it's not a Wall Street bank, and talked with an executive. I think it was maybe a vice president, but a low-ranking vice president. And my client told this person, "You've got derivatives that are in excess of your total asset base. Are you aware?" And the VP was not aware. Okay. The bonds are in trouble. The treasury bonds are in trouble. Japanese are selling treasury bonds. They got a problem with their own government bonds. They got failures to deliver for their own Japanese government bonds. And they're switching from U.S. treasuries to gold in their reserves. And in retaliation, they're having some of their leaders assassinated. Okay, the currencies are in trouble. If you're not a dollar and you're not a major currency, like Chile and the peso, Turkey and the lira, I could name a number of other ones. They're all in trouble if they're not majors, because they're not best friends with the money printers. The money printers are the Fed and the Euro Central Bank. We have a unique situation that recently occurred. The Euro Central Bank, a few months ago, declared their right to print money. Right to print money. They're printing the euro. And I believe what happened is they're responding to the money laundering centers out of Ukraine drying up. So the Euro Central Bank has declared itself the right to print money, and they're trying to prevent big bank collapses in Europe. Think Deutsche Bank. Think a couple of big French banks, think maybe a couple of big Italian banks. They're all in danger of going under. And their problem is a cousin to the bond derivative. It's called the euro-dollar derivative. And for those who are not familiar, a euro-dollar is just a treasury bill held in a European bank. Euro-dollar is not a currency. It's a bond. It's a treasury bond held in a European bank. Okay, the banks, the bonds, and the currencies are all breaking down, all right now. I know that's not real brief, but that's about as brief as I could make it. How much gold, or how strong is your military? Okay, here's a joke, and it's not a joke. It's a maxim, but it's true. It's very true. It's true as the sunrise. The U.S. dollar has been defended by the military for 20 years. Let that sink in.
Does the petrodollar still exist?
It does, but it is being phased out. And if you're wondering who is in control of the Biden show and the cast of characters, well, there's a bunch of puppeteers. They're basically the Rockefeller Energy Office, and it's the Obama, Victoria Nuland, and Susan Wright Office in the United Nations building in New York City. The Rockefellers and the Obama trio are in charge of the Biden show. Notice that as soon as they got into office, in a criminal fashion, in a fraudulent style, the oil price went up, the fracking in the United States was shut down, the connection with Saudi oil was cut off. Remember, I believe it was around 2019, the crude oil price went negative. Negative crude oil price per barrel. You had a complete inversion from the, Cantango. The Cantango went upside down, and the price went below the storage costs because there was such an abandonment of the crude oil petrodollar derivatives. The petrodollar exists. It is a complex derivative contract that has three sides to it. The dollar, the crude oil price, and gold and silver, precious metals together, locked in as a package on that third leg with a 30-to-1 ratio, gold-silver ratio. It is being liquidated, and as a result, Saudi Arabia is no longer a friend of the United States. They have now attached a leash around their own Saudi royal necks, and that leash is held by the Russians. The security is offered by the Russians. The Saudis are now proving that the debt petrodollar is long gone by taking contracts from the Chinese and being paid in yuan. This is going to be a long, drawn-out process because there are probably something like $200 trillion worth of petrodollar contracts. The rest are all bond-related.
What's the latest on interest rates and inflation?
Well, interest rates, okay, there's something that Martin Armstrong just came out with, and he's a very bright guy. He has a brilliant market model. But he said the Fed is trying to slow down the price inflation by rate hikes, and I disagree completely. That is a problem, the price inflation. But the Fed is raising interest rates to defend the dollar. And it goes back to the banks, the bonds, and the currencies are in trouble. The Fed is raising interest rates in order to defend the dollar so that foreign central banks don't dump the treasury bond. They've got several hundred billion dollars, trillions, in treasury bonds sitting in their central bank accounts. They're called Forex reserves. They're also basic accounts at the central bank. The Fed must prevent a global abandonment and dumping of the treasury bond, and that is what their dilemma is, because as they hike rates, they are not doing jack shit for price inflation, slowing it down. Doesn't matter. It's a supply issue. What they're doing is they're harming the U.S. economy. They're harming all the economies that are related in interest rates to our interest rates with the bonds. And they're causing tremendous amount of problems with businesses and households with mortgages that are going into default. Okay. Inflation is actually calming down because the shortages are not getting any worse. This is not an excess monetary phenomenon. Our prices are going up largely because of supply shortages, and we're not getting supplies from China. I'll give one example. I could do research and come back with 20 items, but for plastic pipe, PVC piping, a lot of it came from China. The supply has been sharply reduced, and the prices are way up. Plywood is not, and lumber is not an issue with China. Pharmaceutical intermediary components, that's another one, but it's more complex because it's a component. But plastic piping, Oh, I got a couple farmers I did consults with, Jim, and they said, Jim, I'm Jim also. They said, Jim, oh, I'm paying 10 times more for PVC piping for irrigation purposes, and sometimes I need to connect several hundred yards, several hundred meters, and it's costing a fortune. So paying more for fertilizer and paying more for plastic pipe. Okay, we've got interest rates that have to stay up to defend the dollar. And, you know, there's a double-edged sword there. When they raise interest rates, they're trying to attract new buyers also. But they don't want our debt because they know we're in trouble. They know that the United States has got over a $30 trillion debt, and there are rumors that it's being canceled by the Trump White Hats, White Alliance, with captured gold troves and other captured assets. But we don't have anything that's concrete to put our hat on. So they're raising interest rates to defend the dollar and prevent foreign central banks from dumping the bonds. And when they dump the bonds, we print money. So there is a monetary effect in there, but I think the price inflation is largely a factor of reduced supply. And just look at all the different food supply centers that are being blown up. Last week there was a gigantic chicken farm. I call it a hotel. Imagine 5 stories high, 20 yards wide, and 100 yards long. And they've got chickens in there. They might have 150,000 chickens in there. I call it a chicken hotel. I believe it's the FBI and Langley working together. They're blowing them up. They're blowing them up. This is sad. And, you know, I got to mention this quickly before I forget. Eggs have a certain protein, and the protein prevents blood clots and acts against spike proteins. So we don't get information about the spike proteins and the effects of the vaccine, and we're getting the eggs, not the lemonade, but I have friends of mine who tell me that eggs are like, you know, $5 a dozen. In California, they're $7, $6 a dozen. They're just $2.50 here. We got normal egg price, but the egg supply is going down. And they're putting retardants into the chicken feed so that they lay fewer eggs. This is an all-out assault against humanity. Okay.
The gold and silver bulls are out. What do you see ahead for gold and silver?
Again, I go back to the banks, bonds, and currency, Jim. That's a three-sided platform for the financial system. There's a lot more different channels and connectivity to them, but the banks, the bonds, and the currencies drive the whole system. It is breaking down. When it becomes more clear that it's broken down and people start to talk about it on a daily basis at the bubbler or at the, you know, the country club or at the bar or after work in the parking lot, whatever, wherever, when they start to talk about it, they're going to get their money out of the banks. They're going to get their money out of bonds. They're going to get their money out of the money markets, while foreign central banks get their money out of the treasury bonds. And there's going to be a massive flight to gold and silver that's going to surprise people. And the mysterious part, Jim, is I don't know when, but we're getting very close to this date, this point in time, because the banks are exhibiting what I call fibrillations. A lot of stories about missing funds. A lot of stories about difficulty getting money out. A lot of stories about limitations of $2,500 a week to get your money out. The limitations in moving, say, $250,000 to a West Coast, non-Wall Street, small brokerage. And they can only do it in $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 blocks. Okay, there are a lot of problems, and they're beginning to become known. When the people have their alarms tickled and set off, they're going to be moving more into gold and silver, and I think that there are a lot of different activities going on right now having to do with inventories of gold and silver, commitments of traders, flipping of the big banks. Now they're slowly going long. I believe what's happening is that they're showing the shorts, and privately, they're going long, like their Caribbean accounts. I'm talking about Wall Street. the big commercial banks. Russia is doing some actions to harm the London Bullion Gold, what do you call it? London Bullion Market Association, LBMA. The London gold market is under attack by Russia. They're using backdoor methods to attack. They're trying to attach gold to the Russian oil price. They've got some arbitrage going on. There's a lot higher price for gold offered in Moscow, Russia, than there is in London. Okay, this is exciting, very exciting. I think we're going to have a day. I can't say soon, because I don't know how many murders or fraudulent events or even HARP attacks that they're going to have to prevent some of these things from happening soon. But I think we're going to see the London gold market shut down and the COMEX shut down. It's a bold statement, but I don't see an alternative. The deficit for silver is enormous every year. Okay.
The IRS wants people to declare their digital assets and crypto holdings on their tax returns. What are you hearing?
I'm hearing the same thing. I got a motto, don't talk to them. Don't fill out their forms. Don't check the boxes with a yes. Don't talk to them.
What's the latest on ChatGPT?
The last month you asked me about ChatGPT, I think of it as GoPut. I don't know what GPT means, but I call it GoPut. Like, go put some information on this. Here's a query. GoPut. I did some research. I talked to a few smart people. I had a client send me a poem written by ChatGoPut. I had something else, a basic question answered. A client sent me the result, ChatGoPut. And I've got two perspectives on it. I'll be brief. The first is that it's a very valuable tool. I heard that it passed one-third of the U.S. states for the bar exam. Oh, it's amazing. Okay, it's a very good research tool. I've heard that the young kids are now using it to create research papers in high school, and some are using it in college. So it's a substitute for doing actual research. But, you know, if you use it as a tool, it can enhance your education. If you use it instead of work, then it undermines your education. It's like any other tool. Let me share with you the dark side. It could be that its release is to demonstrate that people are not really needed very much in the workforce of our economy, and robots can do a better job. So that's the dark side. It could be an introduction that you're going to get phased out from starvation, poisoning, and vaccination. So get ready. Enjoy your GoPut while you can, your ChatGoPut, because you ain't going to be around for much longer. You're not needed. That's the dark side, Jim.
We're hearing countries all over the world were profiled to see where the most compliant people were in order to implement Agenda 2030, the Great Reset, where you own nothing and are happy about it for some reason. Have you heard anything about this profiling?
No, but I've heard about 20 other types of profiling, like the vaccine resistant. They're profiling Republican conservative voters. They're profiling a lot of different people and types. So nothing new there. Agenda 2030, I believe that's the United Nations implementation of all power going to the UN. You know, there's some irony here. As this United Nations pillar with its WHO health organization on the side, as that pillar is being dismantled, they're reaching out for more global power. And they're doing it with this, this WHO charter where nations volunteer for it. And I believe, as clear as the nose on your face, that the volunteering nations have their leaders receive a big bribe from the narcotics treasure chest. So nothing new here. okay, let him profile me as a loudmouth guy who knows what I'm talking about, who warns people, who helps to save lives, and puts out a newsletter that provides actual news. Let him profile me.
Bill C-11's being pushed through to censor the internet and social media in Canada. Throughout history, when propaganda, censorship, and gun confiscation were pushed at the same time, what happened?
Usually the government falls. I don't think Canada will be any different. I don't think you can even identify who Trudeau is, whether it's him or his brother, whether it's a double. I've got three in my collection, Trudeaus. Three Trudeaus. The second one came out shortly after the truck caravan. I call him Pudgy, the one whose face suddenly looked fatter. And Trudeau didn't look the same, and he looked like he put on 10 kilos or maybe 8 kilos. Then they got a third one that came out for different press appearances, because I think the original and Pudgy got tired of eggs and tomatoes being thrown at him. All right, we're seeing the end stage of the Canadian fascist regime run by Beijing, Canada. This is the end. I just saw a little graphic, and it was Trudeau and, you know, putting words in his mouth. We want to confiscate your guns for the next phase because you don't know what's coming. It's going to be very dangerous. It's going to be ugly. I don't have any idea why people would hand over their guns. No idea whatsoever. You might as well hand them your bank account and resign your job and take no income. You might as well just take arsenic and keel over. What are you doing? No nation has the right to say turn in your guns. If they make you scared, you need to look at what they're making you frightened about. They have no rights at all to request and force gun confiscation. Gun confiscation precedes government-sponsored murder and fascist policies.
The push is on for 15-minute smart cities in Canada, along with other parts of the world. What are you hearing? How can it be stopped?
Just don't participate. Make sure your mayor and your governor or your premier in the provinces of Canada, make sure they don't participate. Let the people's will be known. And it's been quite clear, Jim, in the last, 20 months or so, that the people's will doesn't count for much with our leaders. So we need to attract the attention of our leaders in a more stark, noticeable, if not threatening manner. The smart city, I don't really like the 15-minute part of the name. The smart city is to monitor your every move. Okay, so where is Jim Goddard at this moment? At 12 noon tomorrow, where will he be? What's the pattern? We need to know where these people are. Because if anyone gets out of line, we need to have the unmarked police come in and abduct him and put a hood over his neck. Okay, that's what the fascist state is all about, knowing everything. There's nothing about a free society in a smart city. They're trying to make it sound like it's advanced. The supply network would be advanced and sophisticated, won't run out, that you'll be able to get from A to B quickly within a city, that the transportation systems will be automatic, that there won't be sitting at red lights, that you'll be able to spend money by just flicking something on your smartphone, that you'll be informed of a shoe sale of your favorite brand of shoe as you walk by that store. Okay, those are some of the trivial advantages. The disadvantage is that they can arrest you at any time knowing exactly your whereabouts, that they can shut down your bank account at any moment for bad attitude or bad policy in your own brain. I don't like the smart city, and part of the smart city is 5G. 5G is radiation that causes your lungs to burst and your little alveoli lung sacs to become infected with blood because there's bacteria in the air. You develop a quick case of pneumonia, and they call it COVID, and they shut the city down. 5G caused a large proportion of the so-called COVID bullshit cases. It was pneumonia from 5G. Exploding your lungs at the cellular level, at the micro level. I don't like smart cities. Why don't you just call it a smart fascist city? Why not call it a smart Nazi city? Call it what it is. It can be stopped by letting the people's will be known to your leaders. And that is a major challenge. Yeah, okay.
RSDG, Sustainable Development Goals, designed to usher in Marxism or communism.
I'm not familiar with the term of Sustainable Development Goals, but it sounds like it's part of the Davos March to fascism, Marxism, communism, and total control and breakdown of our economies and societies. I don't really know. Sounds like it's just a step on the path to complete loss of liberty.
What's the latest on Russia-Ukraine?
That's a very open question. I'll give the best answer that I can without being too wordy. The war is over. The war's been over for several months. What we've seen since about last June, July, has been forcing men who are untrained to go to the battle line and be killed within a week. What we've seen for the last several months is moving Ukrainian tanks and armored troop carriers and NATO similar equipment and having them knocked off like at an amusement park shooting gallery in a horrendously lopsided war. The Russians have 10 to 15 times the kill rate for soldiers, and I believe they have something like a 50 to 1 kill rate on their mechanized equipment. This war has been over for a long time. There's a lot of stupid news reports out there, like NATO is thinking of putting in soldiers in Ukraine. They've been doing that since the summer. They've been doing it for the last 8 to 10 months. They bring in a NATO soldier and he changes uniforms. This is not complex. We're being taken for a ride in a gigantic lie about Ukraine. This war is largely over. What we're now experiencing is American and British commandos going behind the Russian lines to do terrorist events, hitting bridges, depots, various things, maybe electric generating plants inside Russia, inside Western Russia, near the border. Most Americans don't know jack shit about Russia or Ukraine. In eastern Ukraine, in the Donbass, there used to be for decades Russian military equipment factories that it was precisely the target by the Ukraine government at the beginning. Massacre the civilians and shut down the factories that were making tanks, that were making trucks, that were making artillery, you know, cannons. You get Colonel McGregor coming out with regular factual information, and I'm amazed how prevalent his reports are. They're worth checking out to find out what's going on. What's happening? I'll get to the bottom line regarding Ukraine. The Russians canceled and cut off the money laundering centers, the banks in Ukraine that were not for retail purposes, the money laundering transfer centers. And immediately the Biden show set up Ukrainian aid. And a lot of the aid was stolen by the Ukrainian leaders. A lot of the weapons entered the black market by steering from the Ukrainian military brass leaders. A lot of the weapon aid went into the Albanian black market for weapons, and some of it was bought by the Russians. This is an absolute travesty, what's going on. What we have now is brutal elimination, annihilation of the Ukrainian population. The women are emigrating out. They're going to Europe. They're going to North America, Canada, and the U.S. The men are being grabbed. The ones who don't escape, they're being grabbed without any training, given a uniform, given a rifle, and they're killed within a week. This is part of the tremendous death toll for the Ukrainian army. what will end up is the center portion in the north being called Ukraine. It's being given the name of the Nub. The northwest part will be grabbed by Poland. There's already battles going on between the Polish army and the Ukrainian army for enforcing the land grab. There's land in the west going to Hungary. There's land in the southwest going to Romania. All the south, Odessa, is going to Russia. They're going to control everything within many, many miles of the Black Sea. Everything in the east is going to Russia. I don't really know about the northeast part on the edge of Belarus. That, I believe, is the current battle area. Everything that's in a battle area is seeing a Ukrainian annihilation. We're at the point now where the Germans don't want to send their Leopard tanks to Ukraine because they know they'll be destroyed within a week. This is the catchword. Destroyed or killed within a week. Within a week. And when the Germans don't want to send their Leopard tanks, it means the Germans are backing out of NATO without using those words. I expect in the next couple months that it can be quite clear that Germany is not in NATO anymore. That's what's going on. The defeat in Ukraine will mean the end of NATO. And that has a lot of financial implications and economic implications.
The train derailment in Ohio. Mainstream media seems to be pretty quiet about it. What are you hearing about it?
One of the most devastating environmental accidents in perhaps over a generation. They're calling it the Ohio Chernobyl. The authorities, I believe, the FBI and like state police, under orders by the FBI, were arresting reporters. A couple of reporters snuck in without showing credentials, without showing their cameras, and they got out with a lot of pictures. I was able to do a DuckDuckGo search, which I'm using more and more for controversial areas. If I want to know what Henry Kissinger's full name is, I do a Google search. That's not a problem. If I want to know if there's some pictures of the enormous plumes, it looked like a nuclear bomb, except it was black, and it was smaller. It had a bit of a mushroom cloud and had a large top to it. I'm hearing that there are thousands of fish, thousands of cattle, tens of thousands of chickens who are all dead. And I got word today from a fellow in Ohio that the large mass of orange contamination chemicals in the Ohio River was now going past Cincinnati. Cincinnati is on the Kentucky southwest border of Ohio. It's like Indiana, Ohio, Kentucky, that corner, that little tri-state area. My question's out to the boots on the ground. What are you hearing about sick people, dead animals, livestock, chicken, etc., for where that mass of contamination chemicals passes by? I won't hear for a little while. It could be tonight, could be tomorrow, don't know. But the mass is at Cincinnati now. This Ohio River attaches to the Mississippi south of St. Louis. And it is largely expected that the fish population of the Mississippi is going to be annihilated. This is one of the most horrible incidents in close to 100 years. And I believe it was sabotage. My first question yesterday morning was, I need more information on whether this sabotage. Is there any more in the way of details? I got it this morning. The hot box for monitoring temperatures on the railway wheels. The hot box was turned off. The train was on fire for 20 to 30 minutes. The warning alarm system was turned off. To me, it's evidence of sabotage. Of course, we're going to hear that it was an accident. something was shorted out.
We'll have more with Jim Willie right after this.
Don't miss out. Stay informed. Receive the HowStreet.com weekly recap with thought-provoking podcasts, radio, and articles delivered to your inbox. Sign up for the HowStreet.com weekly recap on our homepage at HowStreet.com.
You're listening to GoldRadio.fm. Available online at HowStreet.com, TalkDigitalNetwork.com.
Welcome back. We're speaking with Jim Willie. Jim, the TV tells us the spy balloons traveling over Canada and the U.S. are from China. What are you hearing about these mysterious objects?
Well, you know, I get tired that, you know, Russia and China ate my homework. I get tired of it. Anyone who mentions China regarding something that bad happened, in a very general sense, I don't believe. I believe it was the deep state. If they said something besides China, then maybe it might be China. But one thing I've learned, Jim, and it's from the election, it's from the vaccine, it's from Ukraine. What you hear in the news is somewhere between 150 and 180 degrees incorrect and a lie. So when they say that it's Chinese balloon, well, I need to see what the remnants looked like after it was shut down. I'd need to see the circuit boards. I'd need to see the equipment, looking for brand names, serial numbers, things like that. Evidence, we call it. Evidence. I mean, the news networks don't deal with evidence. They deal with knee-jerk reactions and a conclusion before investigation. We heard that it was Lee Harvey Oswald who murdered Kennedy before 24 hours were up. We heard that it was Arabs who flew into the World Trade Center building before any investigation on a forensic level was done. So when they immediately come out with China's balloons, I say horse shit. There's one report that it was from the dark side of the U.S. military and a Fairchild Air Force Base, Washington State, that was the origin of the balloon, and it was monitoring militias, pro-Trump militias over Wyoming and Montana. That is a believable story because it goes against the deep state grain. You had a balloon that was shot down over the Carolinas, but it traversed the entire 3,000 miles of the United States without being shot down. Huh? Okay, these are not so credible elements to the story. I think we're being fed a lot of bullshit, and it's a regular diet. We were told the vaccine was not deadly. We were told ivermectin doesn't work. We were told the elections were fair. We were told the write-in ballots were properly handled. Now we're told the balloons are from China. Use your head, people.
Do people rely on banks too much?
Well, yeah, but, you know, we're kind of forced to. If I want to give some money, like right now, I want to give like 20 bucks to a friend of mine who had a stolen purse and needs to feed her little kid. How do I do that? She lives 3 or 4 miles from here. She lives 5 or 6 kilometers from here. How do I do that? We don't have advanced pigeon courier service. I'm not going to take a taxi to do it. How do I move 20 bucks to put it in her hand? How do I do that? Okay, they have a monopoly on money. The banks do. They've got a 50-year-old system of SWIFT that is being phased out. I got some interesting information for you. I've had two personal examples. Within under 24 hours, an international bank transfer. Let's just say that it's over $300 or $400. So, you know, not like 80 bucks. No. more than a few hundred dollars, two examples in the last 3 weeks, and each one arrived within under 24 hours. One was sent on a Saturday noon, and it was in my bank account in the early hours on Monday. Okay, we have now some, let's just call it advanced transitions going on. I don't like the word revolutionary. It has a lot of connotation. We have serious disruptive technology on a positive note, a positive path is happening with banks. Yeah, we've got too much reliance on banks. How do I get Joe $200 tomorrow? How do I get Joe in Pennsylvania $200 that I owe him for a Super Bowl bet? How do I get it to him? Okay, I can't call up a friend who lives next door and say, look, give him $200, then I owe him $200. How do I pay that guy? Okay, they have a monopoly on a very antiquated system where those ferrymen overcharge. It used to be that an international bank wire like what I just received took 3 days, or at best 2 days, and they charged like $40. Now what you have, Jim, is that they're still charging $40, but their cost of the transfer went down 8 to 10-fold. Their cost. So you're going to start to see competitive activity among banks saying, look, we do bank transfers and it's only $5 for a $1,000 move. $5. Not 40. Not like the criminal banks. The monopoly banks. Okay. There's a lot of reliance on banks. It's unavoidable. You want your paycheck. How are you going to get your paycheck? Well, direct deposit to a bank. And you use the bank branches, the ATMs, and you move your money, you receive your money, you buy groceries, you pay your rent. You use checks. Checks are backed by your direct deposit on your direct deposit from your company where you're working. How do you avoid the bank? Well, there's going to be a whole new cornucopia of peer-to-peer payment systems. If I have Joe's Pennsylvania bank account, I'm going to be able to do a direct transfer. It's going to take 12 seconds. It'll cost me maybe 30 cents, maybe 8 cents. Instant, quick, and no banks. Okay, the banks have a monopoly. They're very angry about being marginalized or rendered obsolete. Okay.
British Columbia has become the first province in Canada to decriminalize possession of less than 2.5 grams of heroin, fentanyl, cocaine, methamphetamine, and morphine. Do you think this will attract people to BC?
Only the worst type of people. But what it's going to do is increase your death rate. People are going to die more quickly, more suddenly, and they'll probably die in a public place. So you have dead bodies maybe in your parks. So instead of nice shrubbery and trees and flowers, you'll have dead bodies adorning your parks. Some people might call that progress, but they probably voted for Biden. They might call it progress, but they're probably still in favor of Trudeau or his brother or whoever. It will attract the worst possible people who are not interested in starting businesses, in hiring people. It'll attract people who want welfare so they can get high all day and die in your park and sit next to the flower beds for your little kids to see. This is an absurdity. Why not just put it right next to assisted suicide for high school adolescents without parental permission?
What are you hearing on the Department of Defense and the pandemic?
I'm hearing more and more of their role. The U.S. Department of Defense was responsible for funding, I believe, all but two of the Ukrainian biolabs. And as time passes, I'm getting more and more information about their role for funding and concealing some of the research for creating the gain-of-function additions. Let me briefly explain that. Suppose you've got a powerful virus like SARS. It stands for acute respiratory syndrome. I don't remember what the first S is for. But it's a very powerful virus. It causes a lot of problems, knocks you out. And if you're not a strong person, it could kill you. Well, they wanted to add some elements to it, like HIV. They wanted to add some elements to it, like malaria. So they do a gain of function at the laboratory. We've got defense contracts all over the place for manufactured gain of function type viruses from the last 30 years. Most recently, I've got more information about the Department of Defense, often called DOD, and their role and the very numerous components to their vaccine, double X vaccine. The many components come from U.S. military contracting firms that sell the important components, like, say, microchips, like, say, the clotting agents, like, say, some of the heavy metals. And the microchips, you may think, oh, that's kind of harmless, it's really small. No, the microchips have instructions in there on how to make and form structures that are exhibited as clots at the funeral home after you die. So the military and the contractors have a very large role in this vaccine genocide. And it's very ugly, and it's part of the reason you see a good portion of the U.S. military with a vaccine requirement. I believe they're trying to eliminate a portion of the U.S. military for its fighting capability, and there's an ugly side to it, potentially, to invite and open the door for Chinese, which I believe has army underground all across Canada, underground, the tunnel systems. I'd rather not get into the tunnel system war because it's a very big and controversial topic.
Is more and more information coming out on the dangers of the experimental injections?
Well, yeah, it's like a flood. You're having now more and more doctors form, I don't know what to call them. They're like little coalitions. They're like a little conference group, like a think center. But think of it as just a list of signatures of doctors who are now against the mRNA, messenger RNA vaccines. I'd like to explain very briefly what mRNA means. RNA is like a building block, and it helps you to form the double helix known as DNA. But a messenger RNA is like a taxi cab that operates in the environment of your double helix to go in and do something, to complete a task. The messenger, for instance, is eliminate chromosome 23, which is involved with love, devotion, faith, deity, etc. If I don't have the number right, so be it. I'm calling it chromosome number 23 for the purpose of argument. I don't know exactly what various chromosome numbers are. There's another chromosome number that has duty with this messenger RNA to go in and turn off or eliminate that part of your protein production for antibodies, which debilitates your immune system and essentially gives you AIDS. So the messenger RNA is not gene therapy of a positive type to reinforce. It is to damage and destroy. And that's why people are getting cancer, blood clots. The blood clots have to do with the vaccine and the elements in it. The heart attacks are from the clots. The strokes are from the clots. The various assorted sicknesses are from largely destroying your immune system from taking the vaccine due to the messenger RNA role to go in and delete. That's what the editing is. It is deleting. Okay. More and more reports are coming out. You've got the CDC assistant director hiding in the Netherlands. You've got, I believe, Fauci is long gone. and you got a double. Hey, this is disgusting, but most people are dumb as a rock, and they can't notice that that's not Fauci. His head is different. His profile is different. His skin tone is different. But he says he's Fauci. I don't care who he says he is. It's not Fauci. I think he's long gone. Okay, you're having a lot of disclosure. And I have a report that Pfizer was delisted from the New York Stock Exchange. I cannot get confirmation. I'm raising it as a point and inviting confirmation. The dangers are now becoming common knowledge, except to the dumbest sons of bitches in the room.
What are you hearing about the experimental injection contents being added into the food chain?
I'm hearing a lot, and it's very disturbing. They're injecting cattle. They're injecting swine, you know, for pork, ham. They're injecting chickens, and the chickens are laying fewer eggs after the injection, just like the people, the mothers, the women, are laying fewer babies. The same thing is happening in the food chain. And this bothers me, and I point the finger to the U.S. military. They're not preventing the destruction of the food chain. We're not winning this war. We, the people, are not winning this war. We need to see 50 times the arrests of key figures. We need to see shutdowns of the big pharma companies. We need to see a shutdown of the distribution of the vaccines. We need to see ample distribution of ivermectin and HCQ and zinc. We need to see a stop and a protection around poultry farms. We're not seeing it. We're seeing train derailments and controlled burn. The controlled burn in Palestine, Ohio, produced phosgene, which is the same gas used in World War I called mustard gas. We're being indirectly given mustard gas. The military is not helping. They're doing a lame job. Guantanamo needs to expand 50-fold. They're cherry-picking. I believe that they're honest people. They're doing good work, but they're not given the resources to increase their work 50-fold.
For whatever reason, psychopaths, sociopaths strive for power when the deep state is taken down. Is it likely to be replaced over time with new psychopaths and sociopaths who want to take things over and control the world?
It's very likely, yes. It's certainly very likely, and I'm worried about it. I don't know that there are enough, men and women with integrity who want to become leaders, because the role of leader has been dominated for so long by narcotics, communists, and Satanists, where I've got a story. I will not mention his name. And he's a billionaire. And I heard that he got invited to a type of group like Skull and Bones, but it's a social group. I don't want to get too particular. I don't want to identify the guy, because I thought he was a good guy. I still think he's a good guy, but He got a phone call. You're invited to a party and you can't say no. Well, I'm busy that night. Well, clear your schedule. You're invited to the party. Here's the time and place, and you cannot say no. That's what they do to the wealthy people. They force them to join a club. And if they don't join, they're financially ruined. They're cut out. They lose their position of power in their own companies. They're smeared in the press because the press is owned by Langley. Indirectly, everything in the press is owned by Langley. The major newspapers and the major broadcast television news, they're all owned by Langley. And they're bought off by narcotics money. So, yeah, we're going to have a need for honorable people to become leaders. And I think what will happen is people like Trump, business leaders, will be drafted into political roles. And it will be a philanthropy, and it will require some really honorable people. I would be willing to serve in economic council role personally, and I am actually told that Nasara and Jassara have a lot of plans in that direction, Jim. So we need to have an open mind for positives for coming out of that.
Have you ever thought of running for president of the United States?
Who are you talking to? Me?
Well, who else?
Well, no. I'm 70 and one half years old now. I'm spry. I'm strong. I'm alert. I'm active. But I have never really wanted a big leadership role. I had an opportunity in 1984 for managing a group of three people, and it was my idea, my concept, and I was not given the resources to do that. That would have been the first management role that I would have had in business. No, I'm not interested. I thought later in my career, at the next job in marketing research, I thought, well, wouldn't it be nice if I had somebody who I could hand work to? And that almost happened, but did not happen. They decided to keep me a lone wolf consultant for the marketing research function in our group. Many, many stories could come out of that. But no, I'm not interested. Not interested in running for higher office. I'm looking to try to manage a good retirement. And, you know, not next year and not the year after, but I have a lot of years left, still a lot of energy. I'd like to manage my own retirement, and that's going to be a major challenge given the attacks and assaults on my life that I've received. I don't wish to talk about that anymore, please.
A Julian Assange quote, "The overwhelming majority of information that is classified is to protect political security, not national security." Your thoughts on that?
Exactly. I was a 22-year-old boy, young man, when Watergate broke out. And I came to the conclusion, my friends to the same conclusion. I had a unique job at that time for the summer, so I was listening to Irwin and In a Way from Hawaii and John Tower, who was murdered from Texas. And I came to a conclusion very early that they were using national security to cover up political crimes. I learned it very early. And, you know, it was before that that I learned of a similar concept of national security being used to cover up war crimes in the Vietnam War. And you had Daniel Ellsberg, who actually committed treason in order to release the Ellsberg files. I believe it was with the Washington Post. So he had to commit a crime in order to expose an improperly labeled national security set of documents. Yes, obviously, national security is used to cover up not just political security, but political crimes that include murder.
An Edward Snowden quote, "People don't realize how hard it is to speak the truth to a world full of people that don't realize they're living a lie." Your thoughts?
You know, I hearken back to a scummy CIA director. I remember his face, but I can't remember his name. A scummy-looking guy. He was in his late 60s or early 70s, and he said, "Our mission at Langley will be complete when everything the American public believes is a lie." Why is that a national security initiative and objective? I'll tell you why. Because when they flip the switch and turn our countries into fascist states, they're going to be lying every step of the way, and they're going to convince you that they're installing liberty when they're installing a deep, severe type of vicious fascism. You know, Snowden got it right. These guys who are hiding, they're under attack because they're trying to release information about what's going on in the deepest, darkest corners of our nations. And they're being criminalized by what? The press. Who controls the press? Langley. What is the feeding mechanism? Narco money. You know, something's going on right now with CNN, and it's really quite fascinating. They're losing vice presidents one at a time, and they're gradually starting to show the truth in various stories. And I am told, I'd like to see more information on this. You know, I don't have a lock on making these things happen, but I'm told that CNN is going to be an example of the last becomes first, right out of the Bible. The last shall be first. CNN lost the greatest proportion of its viewing audience in the last 5 or 6 years. Therefore, they lost a large portion of their advertising marketing revenue. And it was compensated by Langley narco money. And if that narco money is inhibited, gradually CNN will lose its funding. And as it loses its funding, as it loses its market share, they're going to be ripe for an acquisition in a hostile corporate takeover, and I am loving it.
Psychologist Stanley Milgram found that 80% of the population do not have the psychological or moral resources to defy an authority's order, no matter how illegitimate. Therefore, only 20% have critical thinking capacity. Your thoughts on that?
I agree with that estimation. I see it myself. I've got some college roommates that I've remained close to, and two of them took the vaccine and got into a little bit of a heated argument with me. One of them died and is very grateful to his doctor for bringing him back, and he wants the utmost full protection, and he's lacking all critical thinking capability because he's been contaminated by the New York Times. He's a Bernie Sanders fan. He's a New York Times moron. And he has no critical thinking capability that I have witnessed. I asked him if he was able to notice that the New York Times had a very slanted, distorted, and absurd point of view that it promulgated in the last 3 or 4 elections. He said, no, I voted for Obama. I voted for Biden. I think the New York Times is the premier newspaper. Okay, that's an example of someone who's been maybe taken over at his brainstem by propaganda and bullshit in the news. Okay, as for moral resources, that's a very different matter. I'll give an example. Well, you know, I like my job, and I know that my company is involved with Langley, and I know that they're probably involved somehow with narcotics and funding and money laundering. I don't know, but, you know, I've got a mid-level job, and we're a supplier to a military contractor, and I like my work. They leave me alone. I know I'm working for an organization that's pro-war, but I'm not going to change. My kids are in college. I have a good salary. I get good vacation time. The guy sold his soul. That's a moral decision. But for the psychological ones, it has to do with intellect. Okay, I'll give you an example. This is really to the point on critical thinking. In 2020, a certain car dealership in my greater neighborhood, like within a mile where I live, I go by it once in a while, a car dealership shut down in 2020, and it became a funeral home. And 2 or 3 months ago, it shut down, and now it's empty. It's nothing. It's a vacant corporate lot and building. Small building. It could become a, it could revert to a car dealership again. So I asked my sweetheart, what do you make of that? And she said, I guess not enough people are dying. And I said, why? And she said, I don't know. I said, maybe fewer people are taking the vaccine and the booster. And she said, probably. And I said, why? She said, why are you asking? I said, because this is an exercise in critical thinking. Why are fewer people taking the vaccine and the booster? She said, I don't know. Maybe they know people who are sick. I said, maybe they know people in their family, their neighborhood, their work, who are dead, who are injured, who can't work anymore. Maybe they got best friends or are sick. Someone who died, someone who died of a heart attack or cancer. And I said, why do you think fewer people are dying? And she said, I guess for all these reasons you state. And I said, yeah, maybe the vaccine is now understood as being deadly and harmful. She said, and that's why the funeral home shut down. I said, yes, it's a good sign. I want to see lots of funeral homes shut down. But, you know, the legacy ones, the ones that have been around in this city for 40 years, 50 years, they're still active and they're not shutting down. Okay, so that's an example of critical thinking. Why? What's next? What's one layer deeper? Why? Well, that doesn't match with other information I have regarding such and such. But we'll have to keep an eye on that. We'll have to remain vigilant on new information that comes in. Why? How? Doesn't fit. What's going on? Instead of, oh, okay, thanks for that. I guess I'll do what I'm told. I've never been, Jim, I've never done what I've been told by authorities. I was told, support the Vietnam War. I said, screw you. That was one of the first things that I said, screw you. Well, not really. When a teacher in my Catholic high school sexually molested me, I said, no, I resisted authority. I threatened to go to the principal. I resisted authority. I said, no. I said, why? This is critical thinking. They don't like it. One thing I've heard about the vaccination, Jim, well, a couple things, just quickly. It's producing zombies who don't think very well or a little bit absent-minded, but it's also reducing the tailing cycle. I got a couple of emails in the last 2 months from clients who said, Jim, I hadn't seen Joe or I hadn't seen Mary in something like 8 months, and they look 5 years older. This is a death acceleration and an immune system devastation program. 50 years of paid research to make this the most deadly vaccination with double X, killer vax. 50 years of paid research to make sure it kills you and disables you and makes you a very good hospital customer.
Quotes from comedian Ron White, you can't fix stupid and stupid is forever. Your thoughts?
I think it's very difficult to fix stupid. Usually it comes, if there is any change and remedy, it's from having some brutal examples and lessons in life. Like, I can't take it anymore. I'm willing to get instruction on the very essence of my life. That's a rare point for people to reach. Stupid is forever. I think there's the tendency that it is forever. There are certain kinds of mistakes that I make that I used to make when I was in my 20s. Little mistakes. I don't want to outline what they were, but it's very difficult to change your personality. It's difficult to change the way you resolve problems and react to challenging situations. But I don't think it's easy to fix stupid. I think it's nearly impossible. And equally difficult, if not nearly impossible, to alter a stupid person and make him no longer stupid. I see people wearing masks every day. I insulted a woman yesterday in the early evening. I said, that's a nice mask you have. She said, thanks. I said, well, it's a sign of stupidity, but it's very nice.
Where can people find out more about and subscribe to read the Hat Trick Letter?
Well, it's at www.golden-jackass.com. This April, Jim, amazing. It'll be 19 years this April. 19 years, the longest running job I've ever had, the most exciting job I've ever had, but not the most mathematically stimulating job. That was my marketing research at Digital Equipment. But this is a newsletter, my flagship. I call it the Hat Trick Letter. Doesn't matter what the name is. It's a newsletter on Golden-Jackass website. I'm going on great guns. I'm working now to rebuild a low cycle February. It's always been low, but it's extra low this month. It's extra low this year and last year for certain reasons having to do with the payment processor transition in 2021. But I offer the newsletter, the flagship. It's attractively priced. I'm told by many people that I should raise my price, and I say no. I'm leaving the price where it is because there are a lot of people who are suffering from cost squeeze, and I want to make it available and cheaper than some of my competitors. And really, I don't know if I've got any direct competitor for what I do. I've got competitors who have a newsletter, but they're more involved in crypto, or they're focused entirely on silver. And they're my friends, and I wish them well. I hope we both thrive. But I've got consulting services, and I got to say, Jim, this is really kind of fun. I've completed 3 years now of consulting services. They're a consult call of 30, 60, 90 minutes. I usually give extra time because I like talking to nice, smart people. And, you know, they do favors for me, too. They provide me extra information, they check up on something, or they donate more, or whatever. But I've done 430 consult calls, and that is over a three-year period. So think of it as 150 weeks. So it's more than two a week. It's part of my work now. I'm rather heavy on them when I don't have my work for the newsletter toward the end of the month, but I do slip in a couple, like in the evening or late afternoon after working all morning, all early afternoon on the newsletter, got a 5 p.m. consult call. That's a good break. Okay, so I got the newsletter. I got the consult call, and they're both buttons, but I got another one called Sponsor, and it's been used quite a bit in the past. I wish more now for certain reasons, but it's a sponsor button. It's for a rather large gift, and, you know, some wealthy people have used it. A couple people have said, I'm going to use it on a sequence because this is something that I have prayed about and I want to do for you because you're doing God's work. And I'm going to do a sponsor button hit every 2 weeks for the next 3 months. And it's just a wonderful thing. It makes my day. It lifts my step. A little more hit. A little more energy in my get-along. Okay, so www.goldenjackass.com. Sign up for the newsletter. That is the main thing I rely upon for steady income. The consults spice, and a lot of people have unique problems right now because of threats to the banking system. So sign up for a consult call. We'll work through it. And I've helped a lot of people avoid problems with property purchases and withholding big amounts of money in the large Wall Street banks. They're not safe. So sign up for the newsletter, sign up for a consult call, give me a sponsor button injection of, a good gift. Help keep me going, support my work. Thanks for having me on, Jim. It's always great. It's always fun.
Our guest has been Jim Willey, editor of the Hat Trick Letter, online at golden-jackass.com.
Comments made on goldradio.fm are an expression of opinion only and should not be construed in any manner whatsoever as recommendations to buy or sell any financial instrument at any time. Available online at howstreet.com, talkdigitalnetwork.com. GoldRadio.fm is a production of How Street Media Incorporated. Executive producer is Tom Allen.